Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 today, verses 1 through 4. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 4. Paul continues in his letter and he says, "For I made up my mind not to make you another painful visit to you. For if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained? And I wrote as I did so that when I came, I might not suffer pain from those who should have made me rejoice. For I felt sure of all of you that my joy would be the joy of you all. For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you." Now, here Paul saying that he loved them, yet he had to rebuke them and cause them pain. We looked yesterday at the verses just prior to this where he said the reason he didn't visit is so that he wouldn't bring them a painful visit, but that he instead sent them a letter, a harsh letter, and he wanted his harsh letter to accomplish its purpose so that when he came, he got to go and just experience the love time with them. But actually, rebuking them and sending them the harsh letter was love as well. It's a hard thing for a lot of us to understand, but rebuking somebody or speaking the truth in love, as it says in Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love is also a way of loving. Now, there are those who are really good at speaking the truth, but they don't do it with love. And so if we don't have love, we're a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. We're not going to be heard even though we say the truth, but they don't receive the love of it. In the same way as well, there are those who focus on just loving, and we think loving means never pointing out sin. Folks, do you understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that through him, whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life? Do you know in that exact same passage, God shares his love for us by giving a harsh statement? Listen to John 3:16-18. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." There are those who just say, "God so loved the world," and God didn't come into the world to judge the world, but he came to die for the world, and he just is love. But the same Jesus who is sharing this truth then says this, in the same breath almost, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, and whoever doesn't believe in God's only Son is condemned already because he hasn't believed in the name of God's only Son." Don't lose sight of the fact that Jesus said, "I am the way to the Father. I am the life, the way and the truth and life. And no one comes to the Father except through me." Folks, we don't want to tell people harsh things because we want them to love us and we want them to like us. But if we really love them and we know that a judgment is coming, we will love them enough to tell them judgment is coming. But have you lived your life in such a way that they know that you're not just laughing at the fact that a judgment's coming or you hope that the judgment's coming, but actually that you are trying to keep them from going to that judgment because you do care, you do love. We are, as Christians, should be known for our love for the world and for each other. Yet we love by telling people the truth. We have to learn this balance. There are too many that are really good at pointing out the judgment of God is coming, yet at the same time, they're not very loving. There are those who focus so much on being loving, they're not willing to tell people that a judgment is coming. Listen to Proverbs chapter 27, verses 5 and 6. "Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy." If I want you to like me so much that I'm not willing to tell you hard things that you might not like, even though you need to hear them, and you'll be in trouble if you don't hear them and respond to them appropriately, I don't love you. I love me. Because I am more interested in you liking me than me telling you the truth. Yet at the same time, if I'm one of these people that loves telling people that God's gonna get you, well, then I don't have a love for you either. That's why Stephen, as he was being stoned, cried out, "Father, don't hold this against them." He wanted those people that were killing him to come to know the forgiveness and the salvation that he had received. Learn the balance of the two. Love people and love them enough in love to share with them the truth of the judgment day and the need of Jesus as Savior. Going to share some more from 2 Corinthians on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in the Psalms. Hope to see you then.